Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news?
Okay.
Let's hear it.
A woman in Vancouver started a, quote, tuneless choir, which is a choir of people who suck at singing.
Oh, I
would
love
be
it.
In that. I know.
I have anti-rhythm.
Yeah, that's this makes great. Me so excited because I can't sing, but I wish I could. The choir is now 30 people, and the leader said she's seen how powerful singing is, even if you can't carry a tune. And she said, quote, many of the members avoided singing for decades because someone told them they were tone deaf, but joining in, even tuneless, that didn't matter. They sang their hearts out. It was life-changing.
I love how much joy it brings them.
I know.
And yeah, a lot of people don't like to do things they're not good at. Most of us don't like to do things we're not good at. Some of those things are extremely healthy or beneficial for us, and like singing's one of them. Like you, like, because you're so, singing for me is one of those rare things. Like, I can't sing or dance, and I don't embarrass easily, but I'm actually uncomfortable singing or dancing. Like, I get nervous and anxious. And a place where you can just not have to be nervous or anxious.
Safe
and you
space.
Can, yeah, it's just a safe place to, and the camaraderie they all probably all feel.
Yeah.
But do you think they kind of look around and go, which one's the worst?
Yeah.
Yeah, they probably are still judging.
The polls are open.
All right, poll today on the Brett Mega Show. Moment of honesty, judgment will happen. Is the Christmas tree still up? It's January 9th.
The Christmas tree is actually not up. And I feel like since we've had a little bit of warmer weather recently, there's no excuse for why your Christmas decorations should still be up.
Oh, really? See, now, I kind of agree with that in a way because I'm the guy who takes Christmas down the day after.
Now, that's just a little too soon.
I'm judgy for that. Why do you hate it, man?
I don't hate it. It's because I feel like, you know what? Personally, I love Christmas so much, I got to let it go and I got to put things away.
Or you just hold on to
it
till
forever.
Or I just
hold on to it too much and then it just kind of sits there and I start, you know, dreading the fact that it's got to be put away, that it's over.
See, I think you need it for New Year's, though.
I understand
that. There is something nice about it.
And used to keep it up. My brother's birthday is New Year's Eve, so that's how we used to do it as kids. But, you know, when you're the guy who puts it up and puts all Christmas up, You make that decision on when to take it down. So I'm the guy who's, boom, it's out, it's gone.
AB, you had it up like around Halloween. Did you take it down already?
I don't think anyone will be surprised. My tree is still up.
Really?
I think your tree will be up probably until April.
The issue is in my apartment, it just looked like it's in the perfect spot. So when I take it down, everything looks empty.
Okay, that is the truth. Like, I always see like the Will Smith meme that goes around this time, like where like the whole place looks empty and like Fresh Prince, because it does. Like, for some reason, you think, where am I going to put this Christmas tree? I have no room in this house. Then you put the Christmas tree and you take it down, your place looks naked.
It does.
It's like crazy how that happens. We just took it down yesterday, and I was sad. I literally was I thought it was the right decision to take it down, but there was a part of me that mourned it. I missed it.
Yeah,
it gets ripped out.
I did miss it.
The polls are open.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
For keep it moving, we put 2 minutes on the clock. We know life is busy. Can't barely even look through pop culture stuff. I don't have time for the look at the internet. And we'll look through it for you. I'll read a headline and Hannah either tells me keep it moving or tell me more. Here's the first headline. Most on-time airlines in North America.
Ooh, let's hear them.
We were just talking about this, how airlines are just having so much problems lately. Mm-hmm. Every flight feels like it's delayed. What do you think a good percentage would be for like this many flights were on time?
Like 70?
Okay.
I was going to say in the 80s.
Okay, 80%. I thought that would still like 20% of your flights are delayed or missed, like that would be annoying.
I mean, that still sucks, but it happens.
Delta was number one, though, most on time.
Wow.
This is where I got surprised. Alaska, number two. Spirit was number three. I feel like Spirit's was always delayed, always that. Spirit was
people
in the top three.
People be talking bad on them.
Yeah.
But...
Hannah's always been a Spirit defender.
I have.
150-year-old shoes.
Nah, I keep moving. I'm scared.
Okay. It's Quitter's Day.
It probably is. It's Friday.
It's most likely day for you to quit your resolution is the first Friday of January.
That's so crazy.
I made it to the weekend. It's over.
I've been noticing every day at the gym it getting less and less busy.
Wedding money. How much money you spend on your wedding on average for like a country?
Ooh, okay.
$33,000 is the average cost of a wedding.
Crazy.
Average cost of a wedding dress is just under $2,000.
Wow.
Yikes.
Couples who spend this amount of money on their wedding are more likely to get divorced.
How much? A lot?
More than $20,000.
Yeah.
We just found out the average was $33,000. This is why we have a divorce that is so on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they probably start out their marriage in debt.
That's right. The number one reason. Yep. Because it puts so much financial stress on them with the wedding. And they're like, okay, we're already in the hole. And then the number one reason for divorce? Finances. Well, just...
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Have a smaller wedding. Start off better.
Boom.
Brett, better keep it, keep it. Brett, better keep it moving.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, it's time to do Hannah's homeschool. Rachel's in the coffee line. Rachel, what did you just order?
I got a sausage burrito, sugar-free caramelicious iced coffee with protein cold foam.
Wow.
Oh, that sounds awesome. Right up my alley.
Yeah, that sounds great. That's
a
great coffee.
Good. My go-to.
All right, Rachel, while you're ordering food and coffee, you're going to take on Hannah and Hannah's homeschool. Five pop culture questions. We asked Hannah to leave the room, and you're going to win. No one's beat her this year, Rachel. We got our person now.
Hopefully.
All right, Hannah, get on out of here.
I really want to win.
All right, first loss of the year is coming away. Five pop culture questions to each of you. Same questions. That's why Hannah leaves the room. Here we go. Beast Games, season 2 just kicked off. It was started by the most followed person on YouTube. Who is the most followed person on YouTube?
I have no idea.
Don't overthink it.
Don't overthink it. There's a reason why it's called Beast Games.
Kevin with the help, the assist.
I honestly don't know. Can I phone a friend this early?
Yeah. Right off the bat,
right
go for it.
Kevin?
Yes, it's called Beast Games because it's Mr. Beast.
Most followed guy. Just put a Mr. in front of him. Mr. Beast, most followed person on YouTube.
Okay.
All right, no more phone a friends. We're one for one. Let's do this. Let's lock in. Which Kelce family member is hosting the Olympics?
Kylie?
Yes.
Nice job.
Okay.
This guy just won a big award, the Critics' Choice Awards, big favorite for the Oscars, for playing Marty Supreme. Who plays Marty Supreme, ping pong star?
Timothée Chalamet?
You sound like Nikki Glaser or Adam Sandler when they did that bit. I'm counting it, but that was great. And that for now on, it's going to be Timothée Chalamet for us too. All right, we're 3 for 3. Which professional sports league playoff starts this weekend?
Football.
More specifics, professional football. Which one? What league?
NFL.
Yep. Who sings the song Fate of Ophelia?
Taylor Swift.
All right, we're 5 for 5 in a very lumpy five for five, I would consider it. All right, we're going to bring Hannah back in and see if she can get all five here next.
Hannah's homeschool! Hannah's homeschool!
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room. We're playing Hannah's Homeschool here on the Brett Magus Show. It's five pop culture questions. Hannah versus our listener friend Rachel. Hannah's undefeated in the new year. Rachel trying to serve up that first loss of the year. Tell her how many she's going to have to get right to get a win today, Rachel.
A rough 5 for 5.
Woo-hoo-hoo. She said it was a rough 5 for 5 because Kevin was on an assist. We got through it.
Great.
But we got through it all. We need it all for you, too, okay? All right, Beast Game Season 2 just kicked off. It was started by the most followed person on YouTube. Who's the most subscribed person to?
Mr. Beast.
Yes. Mr. Beast. Surprisingly, Rachel had asked Kevin for help on that one and had to tell her it was Mr. All right. Which Kelce family member will be a host at the Olympics?
Kylie Kelce.
Yes.
Ooh, that was a trick question.
This guy just won an award for his acting in it, playing a ping pong star, Marty Supreme. Who plays Marty Supreme?
Timothy Chalamet.
Yep, or as Rachel calls him, Timothy Chalamet.
Hey, I get that.
All right, we're 3 for 3.
I'm nervous.
We're still alive here. Which professional sports league's playoffs start this weekend?
NFL.
That is correct.
Wow.
Wow.
Proud of you.
Go Broncos.
I'm just saying that because I know our boss likes that. Yeah. That's the only team I know.
Who sings the song Fate of Ophelia for the win?
That is Taylor Swift.
5 for 5. Oh, Rachel, we were going to have our first
one. Oh, my gosh.
You're so annoying, but so good.
Yes.
5 for 5.
You
perfect
are.
Score. Hannah gets the win. Rachel, dang it. But you get that sausage burrito and
drizzle something.
Drizzle caramel coffee. With
you're
some,
the real winner here.
Yeah, you're the real winner is right. But, Rachel, you have to say this is Rachel. I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Rachel, and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Homeschool!
Mega Minds!
Here it is, the Brett Mega Show Mega Mind question of the day. When researchers asked, what is the number one rule in your house? The number one answer was...
Okay, this came to my mind so quick. I'm going to say taking off your shoes at the front door. That was a rule that we had at my house growing up, and my mom still has at her house. So
okay.
I'm gonna say that.
Oh, immediately I thought, if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy. That is the golden rule in my house.
Right.
I think I'm going to say put your dishes in the dishwasher.
No one's technically correct.
What does that mean?
Someone's really close.
Hmm.
Knowing that, text in your guesses. Someone's going to be mad at me in the room. 855-444-6342. I don't think this person has gotten it correct. I'll tell you what it is. What is the number one rule in your house? The number one answer was 855-444-MEGA. The text in your guesses. The answer is coming your way next.
Hey,
hey now.
Here's our Megamind fan.
Maroon 5, chill. Megamind question of the day. Answer here. Oh, I'm good, Kevin.
No, you gotta get it. It's you need the thing. And
Megamind.
Give me a second. I'm sorry. We're distracted in the studio. Somebody stole AB's ramen
the ramen flavoring packet. Ramen was taking over.
Let me update people. Yeah. So AB was making ramen. And when she came back from the microwave, her package was missing. And this has thrown Kevin off. He wants to know who would steal some package of ramen.
Kevin was just digging through the trash
who
a minute ago
this?
To find my ramen. It's been a whole day.
Yeah. Yes, but it's been. It's, but anyway.
But Kevin, I can't play the clip.
I can't.
Mega Minds.
Thank you. The people wouldn't have known.
Yeah, the people, yeah. All right, Mega Mind question of the answer. Here it is. Oh, dear. When researchers asked, what is the number one rule in your house? The number one answer was, don't steal. No,
yeah.
It was not don't steal. I said someone's kind of sort of correct. Hannah, your answer was?
I said taking off your shoes at the front door.
Kevin.
I said if mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
And I said put your dishes in the dishwasher.
It's no shoes on the furniture.
Oh,
I feel like that's different. I feel like it's different,
only
right?
40% of people?
No. When research says what's the number one rule in your house, this is the number one answer.
I'm looking at the wrong Megamind. Guys, I can't function without my ramen.
I told you. It's thrown us all off. We're going to find this thing.
Oh, no.
Control. Anyways, I don't know if that counts or not, and I actually don't care anymore, to be honest
get
with you.
Get me out of here.
I'm just not going to wear shoes at anyone's house ever. Guys... ChatGPT called me gay.
What?
And it's not like an insult or anything like that. It's just I've been married to my wife for almost 10 years. I've been with her for almost 20. So it's interesting. So let me explain. Somebody, I saw this like trending or people talking about it, that like, you know, like ChatGPT like starts to learn your tendencies. That's what they claim. You know, it's like artificial intelligence. So if you use ChatGPT all the time, it knows you. So, and to prove it, it says you should just type in, give me a quick summary of everything you know about me, and see what ChatGPT says. It was kind of freaky. So I did that. I typed in, give me a quick summary of everything you know about me. This is what it says. Your name is Brett Mega, which is my name. That was my name. Actual name, not like a radio DJ name or anything like that. You're in the U.S. and usually chat from a desktop. You love pop culture, especially current and celebrity trends, predictions, trivia, and headlines. I use ChatGPT a lot of times when I have to write Hannah's homeschool questions. You love a lot of options. You're constantly asking for more rounds, more options. Can we make it better?
So true.
The team all just said, yep.
As someone who works with you closely, yes.
You like to share funny, personal, sometimes a little absurd, but still broadly relatable things.
That's a great description for the show. I might take that.
I know, right? Great description. Being trendy or timeliness matters to you. Staying on time. Yep. And then it says, although you've never actually directly stated your job in our conversations, I would assume that you are a social media influencer, radio, or content creator.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Facts.
Whoa.
That's kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
All I did was type in that, and it gave me a description. Like, ChatGPT knows me and gets me. And then ChatGPT said I'm gay. Okay, let me explain right after Hoobastank. You will never believe what ChatGPT said about me. And there's proof and video, or there's a picture evidence. We'll do that next on the Brett Mega Show. I don't know where ChatGPT and I went wrong. ChatGPT apparently thinks I'm gay. Let me explain. I asked ChatGPT, quick summary of everything you know about me. And I saw people are doing this, and it was like crazy, the inaccuracies and accuracies. But I thought, man, I'm reading this. And ChatGPT like knew me and knew everything about me just by like our algorithms or tendencies or whatever, AI. Knew my name, how I use ChatGPT, things I'm into. Even use like descriptions of like me as my personality, like how I'm constantly asking for more. Can we do better? That you would think that describes me almost to a T, right?
Yeah.
Even said like what Hannah called probably the perfect description of the show. You share funny, personal, sometimes a little absurd, but still broadly relatable things. That is like
very accurate.
That is me, right? So I don't know why. Then all of a sudden, it literally gave me my job. It says, hey, directly in conversations, you've never told me your job, but I would assume you're a social media influencer, radio, or content creator. Crazy.
Yeah.
And then it says, you've never directly told me this, but these are who I assume your celebrity crushes are. Hannah, who would you think were some of my celebrity crushes?
Hillary Duff, Kelly Clarkson.
Those are the big two.
Those are the big two.
Right. Sloan from Entourage.
Oh my gosh, how could I forget?
Yeah. You know, I think Sydney Sweeney, whatever. Just pick.
Do not think Sydney Sweeney is your crush.
Pick a woman. Okay, any woman. My top celebrity crush is Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Justin Timberlake was number two.
You hate him.
Glenn Powell. Like, what? Why are you thinking all of them are dudes? There's not a single woman she suggested would be my celebrity crush. Ryan Gosling, Justin Timberlake, Glenn Powell, and a wild card guest. I think you might be into Paul Rudd. Not a single woman.
Those aren't even like people that we talk about on the show. No,
I know.
But I like all of them. I mean, you know, is it like a man crush thing?
Well, I don't know.
Why are you calling him gay?
I have no idea. She got everything right about me. She was like, this is who I think you're into. Ryan Gosling, Paul Rudd.
I love
Glenn
the wild
Powell.
Card guys.
Are you sure you did ChatGPT and not talk to AB's mom? Because
like what happened? What? Well,
because AB's mom told us once that everybody's a little gay.
Yeah, my mom loves to say
this
that.
This has got me all the way gay. There wasn't
yeah,
one suggestion.
Yeah, he is 100% gay in this.
There was not a single
woman.
Those
are all dudes.
There was not a single woman suggestion for a celebrity crush. I'm assuming because I talk a lot about pop culture.
But you said on air a lot about your crushes.
Yes. Yeah, women. Yeah, you're right.
Paul Rudd is someone I don't think we have ever spoken about ever.
Yes, and
we need to start doing that.
I love him.
Yeah.
This says Paul Rudd because I value humor, longevity, and good vibes over a flash. Which is true. I do kind of think that. And now I'm starting to think that maybe, like, that's next time I get a celebrity crush, people ask, who's your celebrity crush? I'm not going to go with Hillary Duff. I'm going to be like, Ryan Gosling, Glenn
Powell.
Yeah,
that'll maybe get it. Confuse people.
And a little Paul Rudd in me, too, as well.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
Earlier this week, Ashley Tisdale spilled the tea about this toxic mom group of different Hollywood moms that she used to hang out with before they started, like, discluding her and being basically just, like, high school mean girls to her. And some of those moms in the group include Mandy Moore, Hillary Duff, and Meghan Trainor. And some of the moms have actually started to clap back at this drama and tell all. Like last night, Meghan Trainor posted this TikTok, and on the screen it said, like, when I heard about the toxic mom drama. But what really caught people was Meghan attached her new song, Still Don't Care, as, like, the background song. And that just gave me the ick. Like, one, it kind of gave off, like, mean girl vibes. Like, she's mocking the whole situation. And second of all, it gave me the ick because, like, why are you using this as an opportunity to plug your new music?
Interesting.
Like,
okay.
That just was, like, dismissive and gross to me.
Now the husbands are getting involved.
Yeah. And now Ashley, or Hillary Duff's husband, went on his Instagram story and, like, reposted this, like, magazine article thing and wrote, the most self-obsessed, tone-deaf person on the earth, basically referring to Ashley Tisdale is what people are thinking. So all around, it's seeming very dismissive, mockery, when it seems like Ashley Tisdale, when she opened up about this, was actually hurt and had real feelings about it. So the fact that these other celebrities and their husbands are kind of making fun of it basically makes me side with Ashley Tisdale even more.
I'm mixed, and it's not because I think, like, Mandy and Hillary and Meghan Trainor don't give mean girl vibes, although I do think they come across like non-mean girls usually when I see them, like, in, like, the public eye.
Yeah.
Is, like, one of the things that Hillary Duff's husband said is, like, they're focused on their toddler, you are focused on, you know, you. One of the other things that she wrote about in the blog and when she talked about it is she felt like she was sitting not in the middle of the table. That, like, they would put me at the end of the table. Like, I don't know if you're that observant about where your seating arrangement is. It does feel like you're making things about you. And so, like, there's two things that could happen. There's either the mean girls excluded somebody and there's some bullying happening, or Ashley Tisdale wasn't good for the group and they said, we don't want to include somebody. Like, think about it like this way. AB likes Bible study and invites all of her friends to Bible study. But one person at Bible study is like, let's go to the bar every weekend. And then all of a sudden they say, let's stop inviting the bar person to the Bible study because we don't want to go to the bar. We want to go to Bible study. Like, you wouldn't be mad at the person who wants to, like, excluding the person who wants to go to the bar. So, like, is Ashley Tisdale the problem or are the girls the problem? I don't know. I'm, like, really torn.
It's obviously hard because we don't know, like, the real situation. But a lot of people are sticking on the story about, like, Ashley Tisdale, about, like, the seating arrangement or whatever. I think that could just be a part of her explaining, like, look, this is another example of me being left out. When you already have your feelings hurt and then you look back on a situation and you're like, oh my gosh, literally all of these different examples of me being discluded and feeling left out and I voiced my concerns and they didn't care. Like, she might just be listing another example. So
it's interesting because we don't know the layers. You could take either side, but it's the most relatable thing because whether they're celebrities or a mom going to Applebee's with her mom group, it happens. Like, the same thing happens on a regular basis to moms everywhere, whether you're a celebrity or not. And that's the most interesting thing.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
How do you feel about an engagement ring that your husband didn't necessarily pick out? Whether it's they inherit it, they found it. What if you found a, like, $46,000 engagement ring? And then he's like, I found this thing. You want it? 855-444-MEGA. Would you take a $46,000 engagement ring? Very specific number because it happened to somebody.
Yeah.
855-444-6342. AB, you know someone who found, the word is found, a $46,000 ring?
Yes. So I have a friend and he's a realtor and he bought this house to flip it. And the married couple who lived there both passed away. And so my friend found this ring when they were flipping the house and he decided, let's see how much it costs. He goes to the jeweler, cost $46,000.
Oh my God.
So he decided to insure it, and he told me that when he gets married, this is the ring he will be giving his wife.
That's crazy. Well, that's,
yeah. Okay. Wow.
So many crazy things. Okay, let's pretend we don't know all the logistical stuff on, let's pretend he bought the house, what comes with the house is the ring, it's in the house. Let's just pretend it's his. Gets a $46,000 ring. What a find. Badass. Cool. That's awesome. Would you want that ring? Then, because now all of a sudden, Hannah, if he goes, this realtor hunk, hottie realtor, goes to propose, you could have a $46,000 ring. Would you want that?
Nope.
No way. You wouldn't want a $46,000 ring?
I would not. I feel like it would be bad juju because there was no thought into it, though. Like, I feel like...
That's different.
And I don't care. I've always been a big advocate for I don't care how much the ring costs. I am, like, the number one person to advocate for, like, a lab-grown fake diamond. So it doesn't matter how much it costs. I just think your fiancé needs to have his own choice in it. Like, he didn't even, like, his timeline didn't plan to pick this ring or find this ring. There was no, like, custom... part of it, like there's no thought. So I just think, and it's like cursed. These people are dead.
I wanted you to know something as someone who has proposed. Anything, any word choice you just said about, I want it to be affordable, I don't care. And then you use the word custom, that's immediately affordable.
Okay, it doesn't have to be custom, but it could be something that like reminds you a little bit of your partner.
I'm so with Hannah on this.
You wouldn't want it.
There's no I would thought. Not want it. It would feel weird like if he found the ring before he met me, like there's nothing about me in that ring. I didn't get to go to choose it, slash he didn't get to be like, this reminds me of you.
No, I think you guys are missing it. This ring chose him. It's like the Green Lantern ring.
It's pretty funny.
No, it is. It is. It's like this ring is like destiny. It's calling to him, and that's what he feels. He feels like, you know what? This ring, I found this ring. It's $46,000. Okay, that's regardless of how much it costs, this ring is telling me something that I need to keep this ring in my life. And to do that, I will pass it on when I propose to the person I love.
I'd rather have a $50 ring that reminds him of me than a $46,000 ring that he just conveniently found.
Somebody shows Hannah a $46,000 ring, right, a $50 lollipop ring, and see which one she chooses. Here's the thing. People all.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor, ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Please talk like Hannah, but then they don't act like Hannah. Because they say they don't care, but then what is the first question with Taylor Swift? How much did it cost them? Yep. What's the size of it? What is that? What's the cut? People act like they don't care about those materialistic things, but the reality is they do. And all of a sudden, you could have a $46,000 rock on your finger, mm-hmm. and it costs you nothing, and it helps save you money for, like, the wedding, for your life. Like, you're kind of like, this is badass. And it's almost like, hell yeah.
I would rather him sell the ring for $46,000 and buy me a different ring.
Oh, no, you can't do that. You're cursing the ring. No.
That curses not. The ring. Cursing the ring is literally wearing someone else's wedding ring that is their relationship.
And there's a reason why.
Pause. Would you take a grandma's ring?
That feels different to me.
No, that you just said it's somebody else's wedding ring.
Right.
I don't know. That feels
that's in the family. You know that love.
Oh my God!
That's like
that couple probably in that house lived till they were 90. Right, they were the happiest couple.
That. But there's gonna be an adultery.
I know that couple.
But
they
that
loved
means
each
nothing
other.
To us. Some random couple that you bought this house from. Your his grandma means something to him.
That's oh, yes. You know oh, that love.
$46,000 means a lot to me.
I loved my grandma. $46,000 worth. All right. 855-444-MEGA. Would you accept the ring if someone you know found a huge, huge ring and it's worth like 40 grand? Would you want them to reuse it for you? Or you're like, nope, I'd rather have you do something else with that money. Don't give that to me. I don't know how AB knows someone that found a $46,000 ring. And then this dude said, I'm going to keep it, probably use it to propose. I got a $46,009. I got a rock. Mm-hmm. It's the Brett Mega Show. Would you care if someone proposed with a ring that they found, especially when the value is $45,000 plus? Would you be like, put that thing on my finger? I got a $45,000 ring and a rock. 855-444-MEGA. The girls on the show said, nope, don't care. Go get something else.
Bad juju. Mm-hmm.
Is it bad juju?
I don't like it.
Rhonda, you actually did a ring swap for a free ring. You actually kind of had something similar. Not like exactly like this happened, but what happened?
I got proposed to by when my ex-husband proposed to me, we went out and went to a store and picked out a ring that I really loved. But then he was told that his grandmother left him her wedding set. And so when I looked at it, I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is more pretty and beautiful than the ring that I actually thought that I loved. So I made him take it back, and it actually fit my ring size and everything. And all that I had to do then was buy the wedding band when we got married.
See,
and
there
now
you go.
I'm passing it back to I gave it to my daughter. Now
so it's her ring.
Yeah.
What if you see this thing? Thank you so much for the call, Ronda. What if you see this thing and it's like, it's beautiful?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a $46,000 ring. I'm sure it's beautiful. Like, this thing is sparkling.
I didn't like it. I saw a picture.
I'm not even going to lie.
Out of the family and it's a, no.
Rachel, you bring up a good point about him finding the ring and how it would make it more sentimental.
Yeah, I think the story is missing a part of, did he reach out to the family to see if they were looking for that, and if he did and they were like, oh, well, you know what, why don't you go ahead and keep it, then I feel like there's a different sentimental value to that versus him just finding the ring and then being like, yeah, I'm just going to keep this because it's worth a lot of money.
It'd be interesting to me that the family wouldn't want to keep a $46,000 ring.
I just still don't think there's anything sentimental about this ring. It came from a random couple.
But
I don't.
Because then it might be what Kevin's talking about. He finds the ring, reaches out to the family, and they're like, you know what? I want that love story to stay with that house and to that home, and I want it to stay with you. And then, boom.
The guy doesn't even have a girl yet, though, that found this.
So what? He just wants that love to go on. Like, it's almost like the ring chose him,
exactly.
To Kevin's point.
It's not the love for them together. It's the love of the guy, then.
As I said, it's like the Green Lantern's ring. It chooses you, and you take that ring, and you do good things with it. And that good thing will be another relationship. So their story lives on. It's like their story's in
you
that ring.
You should choose to go to the pawn shop and cash in that $46,000 and then make a lot better choices with it.
I love how you feel like that's different. Like, all of a sudden,
it's different.
It's dirty. It's bad juju. Then all of a sudden, you use that bad juju money to buy something, and you're like, oh, it's no longer bad juju. I love the money.
Girl,
I still
Matt.
Like the ring.
Right.
Yeah, because it's the same difference. He's purchasing your beautiful ring with the money that he got from the found ring.
That he stumbled up upon. That's different.
Yeah, all of a sudden it's different. I'll take the $46,000. I'll marry him. And we can split the ring when we get divorced.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.